A state task force on water quality in Wisconsin kicked off its work today with its first hearing at the Capitol. The task force was prompted after a January report showed widespread contamination of private wells in southwestern Wisconsin. And it comes as places like Milwaukee continue efforts to reduce exposure to lead in drinking water through lead pipes. Representative Todd Novak is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 51st Assembly District, which includes Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Darlington. He's also the chair of the state's Water Quality Task Force. Representative Novak, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, before we get to today's hearing, this is an issue that hits home for you. Some of those wells studied in that report I just mentioned in your district, right?
Correct. This kind of all started in southwest Wisconsin, the idea for the task force. There's a study going on right now in Iowa, Lafayette, and Grant counties, which myself and Representative Travis Tranel represent. The initial report came back that out of the 306 wells sampled in those three counties, 42% had some form of a contaminant at different levels. So it raised a concern with Representative Tranel and I, and we were like, we need to get on this. We need to find out what's going on. We asked Speaker Voss to form a task force to study water quality issue, which he immediately granted, and appointed 16 members, bipartisan, includes some senators and the Assemblyman, of course, Republicans and Democrats. And we kicked her off today, so it was a good day.
What were some of the big themes in today's kickoff hearing?
Well, what we did today is we had all the DNR testify. We had DADCAP testify. We had Department of Health and Services testify. We also had the state geologist, Ken Bradbury, testify. And as I started the hearing today, I told all the members, I said, let's start this off like we don't know about water, and we're going to listen to the agencies and the scientists and the geologists, and they're going to teach us about water and what's going on in the state of Wisconsin. They did a fantastic job. The DNR did a great job explaining what they do, what they're seeing. The DADCAP explained in depth the programs and that they deal with farmers and what they're seeing. And of course, DHS talked about health concerns, and then the state geologist went over the whole state. What the state looks like, groundwater. The tricky part about water in the state of Wisconsin is that there's no geographic area of the state the same. So, for example, in my area, our problems down there may be different than north. So one thing we're going to do, we have another Madison hearing in a couple weeks where we're going to bring in some stakeholders, conservation groups, and farm groups. Then we're going to fan out. We're going to have 11 hearings across the state of Wisconsin over the next few months. So it's a big task, but I think we're all up to it.
Given that you're right, there are different issues facing different parts of the state, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges in terms of contaminants that you're tackling on this task force?
You know, right now they did a broader overview this morning, and they talked about lead pipes and just pretty much everything, just to kind of give us a basic of some issues. And they also did a really good job talking about some good things that are going on that communities are doing, some farm lead conservation groups are doing. And so it was kind of a balanced report. But I think where this is going to narrow down, based on what I'm hearing today, there's so much out there. I think we're going to be getting into the quality issue of water, and probably a little bit of quantity as we head up north. So that's probably where the focus is going to head. But at this point, we're looking at everything. The speaker has told me that if, he wants legislation out of this when we're done. And then he said, if need be, if we need to go further into some different issues, then he will reconvene the task force next session also. So,
talking to Representative Todd Novak, Republican from Wisconsin's 51st Assembly District, including Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Darlington. He's chair of the state's Water Quality Task Force. One issue that's come up a lot is farm runoff, especially with larger animal operations, manure getting into groundwater, depending on the geology and vulnerable areas. And people have accused the state legislature of kind of being reluctant to tackle that issue head on. What are you looking at when it comes to farm runoff?
Well, you know, and that we discussed that a little bit today. And I wouldn't say reluctant. I think what you forming a task force is a huge step. I see what's going on now is the Republicans. If this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue, this is a state of Wisconsin issue, and it's really climbed up the ladder in top concerns in the state of Wisconsin, and now is a concern of both parties. So, which I think will help move things along, and so I'm really excited about that. You know, there's no reluctance on this bipartisan committee. Everybody here is serious, and they want to come up with some solutions and some guidance, and we're going to look at everything.
You also mentioned not just water quality, but water quantity. Another issue we've seen is the state's ability to regulate high-capacity wells, to consider the overall impact of multiple wells on things like trout farms and other water sources that people depend on for recreation and for water. Is that something you're going to be tackling?
I'm assuming, you know, we're going to be going up in the Central Sands region, and that's where that's a big, bigger issue, and that will be part of our conversation up there. So definitely, I think one thing we need to remember, and the state geologist testified this today, Wisconsin has an abundance of good water. We are, he showed a map of the water, aquifers, and we have a lot of water. Now our goal is to protect it. I think that's an important part that we need to remember, too.
Now, when are you hoping to have legislation to bring before the full Assembly and Senate?
Well, you know, we're going to have 11 hearings. We're going to start in the South. You know, for example, one of our locations will be Lancaster. I think Janesville, Racine, and we're going to keep moving north. We're going to end up in Superior. A few of these hearings, we're going to hold one in one city one day and another area the next. So I'm hoping to have this done by the end of summer, at least the hearing portions. And we're going to have a report written and then go from there. So I look for maybe towards the end of the session to have legislation, maybe a day of just a session day of water issues or water bills. So that's the goal. And I think we're going to have to do some more work next session. This is a huge issue. And as we know, and we found out today in our hearing, this just did not happen overnight. This has been going on for generations. So solutions can't be developed just overnight either. So I think that's important to remember.
Representative Novak, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for asking. Thank you very much.
That was State Assembly Representative Todd Novak, who represents the 51st Assembly District, including Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Darlington. He's chair of the state's Water Quality Task Force. He was with us today to talk about priorities for that task force just after it wrapped up its first informational hearing this afternoon.